Have you wondered what Mother's Day is like when you're having difficulty becoming a parent? Modern day treatments and technology such as IVF and natural fertility planning have made it easier for wannabe parents to conceive. These treatments are gaining popularity, with some women and couples seeing it as a secure way to delay parenthood. But how simple are treatments like IVF? To find out more, we're joined by fertility specialist Dr. Sonia Jessup from Demeter Fertility. Good morning, doctor. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
So what is Mother's Day like for women and couples out there having trouble getting pregnant?
I think Mother's Day, for the couples that want a baby, is a reminder that they don't yet have the child that they want. And so I think it's a hard day. Obviously, it's also about their own mothers, which is a positive aspect, but it can be a time just to remind them that they haven't yet quite received the goal that they are looking for.
And things like fertility and IVF can appear to be an easy solution to fertility issues and a good backup for women choosing to delay having a family. But how simple and effective is IVF in reality from your experience?
IVF is a wonderful tool and it can help a large number of people. But there's the issue of age, and there's a saying in fertility that age trumps everything. So the older a woman gets, particularly the woman, there comes a point that it is almost impossible to conceive with your own eggs, whether you're conceiving naturally or with IVF. And unfortunately, for women, it's not an even playing field. Mm. When we're at school, we all recognize that the tall, athletic kids get into netball or basketball teams. But fertility-wise, women and couples suspect that they're all the same, that it's even, and it quite clearly isn't. So some couples will be able to delay having children and conceive naturally. Some will be able to delay having children and conceive with IVF. And others, if they leave it to their late 30s or 40s, will have almost missed that window of opportunity.
Looking specifically at IVF, though, how successful is it? Do you have a percentage-wise for a success rate or anything like that?
Yeah. So for natural conception, if you take two 20-year-olds with no problems, the monthly fecundability or chance of getting pregnant is never higher than about 20 to 25%. Yeah. So when you average it all out, that's about as good as it gets naturally. Now, with IVF, if you average out all the IVF cycles in women under 35, it comes up to about 35 to 40%. Now, for any individual, it may be much higher than that. So I have many young patients in their early 30s that will do one round of IVF and get pregnant first time. If that same person delayed having their children till they were 39, it would be much harder to get that person pregnant. It may take 3 IVF cycles or 4. And if that same person delayed to 43, for that person, they may not be able to conceive with IVF. But everybody is slightly different. And that's the hard bit for couples to understand, that they can look at the next door neighbor that got pregnant naturally at 39 and think, I can delay it. But that person may have genetically gifted fertility, just like we have, you know, strengths and weaknesses and other aspects of our physical makeup. And it's very hard to see that person actually may differ from ourselves.
Technology is improving all the time. So how have you seen IVF progress over the last decade? And what do you think it holds for us in the near future?
I think one of the biggest changes over the last decade is the ability to collect eggs and freeze eggs. It was only just over a decade ago that really our ability to freeze eggs and thaw them and have them survive was very, very poor. Now we can use liquid nitrogen to snap freeze or vitrify eggs. And using this technology, now the majority of eggs that are frozen can be successfully thawed. Now what this means is a couple of things. It means that for older couples or women who have delayed having children, who they have run out of their own eggs, they can now use frozen eggs from somebody else, which can be purchased or transferred from various places, and they have a really good chance of getting pregnant using those donor eggs. It also means that somebody that knows that they may have a problem conceiving later, maybe there is a family history of premature menopause where everyone went through menopause in their early 40s, that person can now freeze some eggs when they're young, when they're in their 20s or 30s. And so then they have a realistic chance of using those eggs later to conceive a child, which may not be the first child. If they recognize the issue and have children relatively early, they may have a first child easily. But when they come to have a second child or maybe a third, they may need to fall back on using those frozen eggs.
What about, I guess, the place of IVF in society? Has our attitude to it changed over time, do you think?
Society has a very different expectation of fertility now. You only have to go back to grandparents' generations to recognise that there were some couples that never had children. There were some couples that had two children 10 years apart over the entire life of being together without using contraception. And that was accepted as a natural fertility pattern, and those couples would have been grateful that they could have children. These days, most women and couples don't feel ready to have children very early. They may hit that stage in their late 20s or 30s, and that's where the problems begin to occur because they've left it so much later. Wow. And then when they do want to have children, they want to stop the pill and have a child almost immediately and then have another child fairly soon so that they can then take time off work and then go back to work at the right time. So our expectations of being able to conceive when we want to and have the number of children we want to at a fairly sort of standardized gap between children is a very different expectation to what happened, you know, generations ago.
All right. Well, it's really fascinating to speak to you, Doctor. Thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Thank you very much.